Good morning. Today we're here to announce charges for one individual in the Edding Street mass shooting, triple homicide. There were numerous non-fatals, but I am going to go over the incident just to make sure everybody has information. The investigation's been going for about a month now, so we have a lot more information that we can confirm. Some of it's known, some of it may not be. So back on 7-7 at approximately 12:57 a.m., police responded to the 1500 block of South Edding for numerous gunshot victims. When they arrived, there were 12 shooting victims. Three of them were fatal. Zaire Wiley, 23-year-old male from West Philadelphia. Jason Reese, a 19-year-old male, also from the West Philadelphia area. And Aziz Harris, 24-year-old male, who was residing in North Philadelphia area, were all shot and killed in that incident. There were nine additional non-fatal shooting victims that day, ranging in age from 15 to 24. There were two females and 10 males among the 12. And out of those nine, all of them are now stable and all of them are out of the hospital. So just so you, if you don't remember, I think it was said in the past when we talked about this, there was over 140 pieces of ballistic evidence that were part of this crime scene. We now know through forensic analysis that there were 13 separate guns fired that day or that evening. All right. That included there were 9mm ballistics. There were 40 caliber, 45 caliber, and 10mm evidence casings at that scene. And we now know there were 13 different weapons. So that involves a lot of investigative work to figure out which guns were connected to what shooting. And our forensic people have been working tirelessly for weeks now to put some of this together. So just to give you a little history of this incident and what all happened there, the night before, really Saturday, about 5 o'clock, there was a social media-initiated gathering on that same block. It was for some kind of birthday party, they called it, but they were coming in there to meet up from all different sections of the city. At that particular gathering, there was 100 to 200 people. The police were called to disperse the crowd. There were some individuals that were continued to act recklessly. In fact, they jumped on police cars, and there were two people arrested for assault on police that day. All right, we collected a lot of social media evidence that day, and that's going to play right into what I announce later on today. That social media evidence was used as we move forward into the next incident. So that particular party, that gathering, continued to the next day. They decided to re-announce it and re-meet up in that same block. And that's what was going on the evening where these people were there. We believe about the same amount of people were there, between 100 and 200 people had gathered on that block. So what we know now is that there was no argument or no opposing party. We believe that one individual that was amongst their group had fired a gun. We believe it may have been in the air. That caused at least a dozen other people with firearms to then begin recklessly and really intentionally firing their firearms. I have no idea what all of them were firing at, but they fired multiple times, and that's what caused three people to be killed and nine people to have significant injuries from gunfire in this incident. This investigation really was extensive with the ballistic evidence, the digital evidence. As you all know, we have video evidence. There's other evidence that we were able to look at in this case, social media evidence that was posted for that night and the night before. We did a lot of witness interviews and poured through a lot of tips in this case, which came in. The forensic group, not only the FIU group, but our chem lab took a lot of forensic evidence from that scene, and it's still part of this active investigation. Based on that, yesterday's date, we served a search warrant in the West Philadelphia area, and we arrested 22-year-old Terrell Frazier. All right, Frazier is going to be charged with homicide, 3 counts of murder, 9 counts of attempted murder and aggravated assault, causing, risking a catastrophe, recklessly endangering another person, really 12 counts of that, riot, violation of Uniform Firearms Act, conspiracy, and possession of instrument of crime. The district attorney is in the process of reviewing all our evidence that we have a group of detectives now that were put together to support the assigned detective in this case. It's just a lot of work to be done. We have a lot of help in this case. The district attorney's office has been here helping us, especially ADA Pope, and we need to thank them. We also need to thank our criminal intelligence unit, the ATF, and our Forensic Science Bureau, who's been doing a lot of work with us on this case. Lieutenant Walsh has been leading the investigation, and this arrest is not the end of this investigation. We have, like we said, there were 13 guns. There's a lot more work to do. We are very close on a few others, and we believe other charges are forthcoming. We just need time to put all the evidence together and make sure it's reviewed properly, and we'll be going forward. But like we said, there's a lot going on here. They're now amongst themselves, and I know a lot of yous have told me, yous talked to me. There was no opposing party. They're shooting amongst themselves really recklessly and carelessly, and it caused all this damage in this case. So it's something we're working towards getting to the bottom of and identifying every single person that was out there either carrying a gun illegally or firing that gun as part of this case.